Black Hills, Colorado seeks approval to join Markets Plus, written by Elaine Goodman and read by an automated voice. Black Hills, Colorado Electric, or BCO, has filed an application with the Colorado Public Utilities Commission to join SPP's Markets Plus, saying it has no choice because it is embedded in a balancing authority that will be a Markets Plus participant. BCO, a Black Hills Energy subsidiary, receives balancing services from Public Service Company of Colorado, which was granted PUC approval in October to join Markets Plus. If BCO doesn't sign up with Markets Plus, PSCO would be required to register BCO's load and generation on its behalf. PSCO would settle directly with SPP and pass along any resulting charges to BCO, the utility said in an application filed with the PUC on December 30. Yet BCO wouldn't receive the potential benefits of market participation. Direct registration with Markets Plus ensures that unavoidable costs deliver value to BCO's customers and positions BCO to access market benefits rather than bearing costs without corresponding advantages, Carrie Schlechter, Black Hills Program Manager of Western Markets and Policy, said in written testimony filed with the application. BCO is asking the PUC for approval to participate in Markets Plus and to recover the costs of its participation through the energy cost adjustment on customer bills. Under Colorado PUC rules, the Commission will consider the application through an abbreviated proceeding in which a written decision is issued within 150 days. On January 7, the Commission set a January 23 deadline for interventions in the case. Markets Plus or RTO expansion? Although BCO has filed an application to join Markets Plus, it has not yet decided whether to participate in SPP's day-ahead market or instead join SPP's RTO expansion, or RTO. The utility has commissioned a study to evaluate the two options, with results expected in June or July. Even with approval of this application, BCO may pivot to the RTO path if the analysis demonstrates that it is the superior option for our customers, Schlechter said. Schlechter raised some concerns in her testimony about Markets Plus, noting PSCO's acknowledgement of its limited transmission connectivity to other Markets Plus balancing authorities. This restricted interconnectivity raises questions for BCO about whether Markets Plus can deliver the full range of real-time dispatch efficiencies with neighboring systems, she said. It may also lead to less effective economic dispatch compared to a more interconnected day-ahead market with a broader footprint. Schlechter said CAISO's extended day-ahead market, or EDAM, might provide greater connectivity potential for PSCO, with its ties to EDAM participants Public Service Company of New Mexico to the south and PUSC to the north. Another issue is SPP's Western Energy Imbalance Service, or WISE, a real-time market that BCO joined in April 2023. WISE will end when SPP's RTO goes live, which is expected April 1. From then until PSCO starts its Markets Plus participation, expected in October 2027, PSCO and BCO will rely only on bilateral arrangements and limited tools such as real-time dispatchable transactions, Schlechter said. Two other Black Hills Energy subsidiaries, serving parts of Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota, announced in August 2024 that they would move from SPP's WISE to CAISO's Western Energy Imbalance Market, or WEIM. Some viewed the move as a symbolic victory in the ISO's competition with SPP. Black Hills Energy operates natural gas and electric utilities in eight states: Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wyoming, in addition to Colorado. Cost recovery. BCO's application outlines the expected cost of Markets Plus participation that would be recovered through the energy cost adjustment. The costs were estimated by applying a load ratio to PSCO's costs. Costs include about $117,016 in fees from Phase 1 of market development. Phase 1, which BCO participated in, ended with approval of the Markets Plus tariff. Administrative fees for Phase 2 are expected to be $700,000 per year for the first 5 years and $500,000 per year thereafter. Collateral obligations will include a $100,000 one-time share of PSCO's Phase 2 funding obligations and roughly $12,000 per year. SPP will require Markets Plus members to participate in the Western Power Pool's Western Resource Adequacy Program, or RAP. BCO expects about $32,000 in RAP entry fees and $135,000 per year in participation fees. Another $5 million to $10 million is expected in one-time costs for software and information technology upgrades, followed by $500,000 to $700,000 in annual costs. Tri-State's RTO participation approved. BCO's application comes just weeks after the Colorado PUC granted approval to Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association to participate in RTO. TriState CEO Dwayne Hiley said previously that expansion of the SPP RTO would be the most cost-effective pathway to organized market benefit for TriState's members. TriState and six other Western utilities are preparing for full market integration in April. The SPP RTO will include Weiss Participants Basin Electric Power Cooperative, Colorado Springs Utilities, Deseret Power Electric Cooperative, the Municipal Energy Agency of Nebraska, Platte River Power Authority, and the Western Area Power Administration,